Three shopping plazas in Lebanon were hit hard during Tropical Storm Irene. Carmela Hennessy, the zoning administrator for the city of Lebanon, says some retail outlets saw more than 5 feet of flooding from the nearby Connecticut River. But she says many of those businesses are opening their doors once again.
There was no structural damage. There were structural reports submitted by the owners of the buildings after the flooding, and no structural damage was revealed. So the damage was really interior and some damage to the exterior facades of the building. But for the most part, all the businesses and the shopping centers were given permits to clean up from the flood damage and also perform some demolition, sheetrock and interior shelving and displays were probably removed that were damaged by the flood. So that was part of the demolition.
And I'm understanding that most of the businesses are going to be back to business?
That's what we're hearing. The two larger ones, the only two large ones I know that I don't believe are going to open before Christmas are going to be JCPenney's and Kmart. I think Kohl's is hoping to reopen to the public on November 10th. I think CVS Pharmacy was doing it this week as well. A lot of the smaller stores, like the paper store, have already reopened to the public. So we've been issuing permits in phases and COs in phases. I want to say just about all the stores at this point probably have a temporary CO to allow employees to go in and start stocking shelves and training and getting ready for public openings.
I imagine it's pretty important to get back to business before Thanksgiving.
It is. It is. Most of the retailers really were shooting for Thanksgiving week. They really wanted to be open by that day after Thanksgiving.
How important is this particular area for the economy there in Lebanon?
I think it's pretty important. I mean, it is the considered the Lebanon shopping district, and it's not just Lebanon. It's actually patronized by a good segment of the Upper Valley in general, and I think it's great that they're going to be able to reopen and looking forward to a great holiday shopping season for all our retailers.
Has this come earlier than expected?
The opening, I think it worked out better than anticipated.
That was Carmela Hennessy, zoning administrator for the city of Lebanon. The day after Thanksgiving is also known as Black Friday and is considered the busiest shopping day of the year for retailers. For NHPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.